Blog Talk Radio.
I like
Robert,
that.
You like that?
What's going on, Wes? My man.
I am here. I made it.
You made it.
I made it too.
I mean, it was a long 10-minute drive for me. Thank goodness. This is awesome, man. I like this.
Absolutely. So, we forgot to introduce ourselves. I'm Wes Holst.
I'm Robert Batista. This is My
Two
Cents. Are you a little slow there, Wes? You're tired.
I know.
You told me you got up at 3:30 this morning to do what?
I did. I had to take my brother to the airport.
Wow. So you had to be up at 3:30.
3:30. He had to be at the airport by 4:45, and then I made it all the way back home. I actually went down and stayed at his house last night because I wasn't going to get up at 2 o'clock in the morning to drive to his house and then take him to the airport. Wasn't going to happen.
Wow. Well, thank goodness. I mean, at that time in the morning, Bay Area traffic is probably not that bad on a Sunday.
No. I moved around at about 85 miles an hour the whole way.
Oh, hey, no. Yeah. You said 65, right? No, 70? 65. Okay.
Yeah, something like that.
I know you guys.
This is called stalling, by the way.
Yeah. How you doing?
Yeah. Bro? I'm doing all right, except for we had a little hiccup. It's not so much of a hiccup as that I got an email from Roger yesterday and letting us know that he had to take off on a quick business trip to do some Amphill business that's going to turn out to be really big, or what he said that was potentially really big for Amphill. And so I'm not sure if he's going to call in a little later wherever he's at and flew off to, but he's not going to be here for the 2 hours like we thought was going to happen. So we're kind of throwing it to the wind tonight.
Okay. I'm getting a little scratchy side of you there, Wes. Something's pausing in there between there. So check your wires on that end, would you?
Yeah, not a problem.
That's too bad. Well, Roger, if you're listening, buddy, hope you're getting out there and handling business for Amphill to make it happen. And we appreciate you so much. So, Wes, other than that, been pretty busy. I've been busy. Listening audience needs to know, man, this is so much nicer. As far as commute time, this makes it a lot easier on both of us since we're both volunteering our time to make a show happen that that we can all enjoy, man. And I appreciate all the listening audience out there. Everybody's gotten in, you know. We've got people like Joe from Signal Bay and Jamie and Joe from, I think Joe called from Arizona. Ryan from Miami, Mike from Dallas, and Joe from Philly.
Oh, you mean Matt, last week, all the people that called in from last week?
Yeah, Matt from Florida, you know, and a number of others, man. So thank you guys for being a part of our show and all the other listeners that I didn't name that call in and listen and tune in to Wes and I. And we're excited, man. It's, again, you know, we're here to try to get other people involved in the stock market, obviously penny stocks, right, Wes? And then, you know, just have some fun. I'm having fun with this. So what's going on, brother?
Nothing. Just I'm really having a trouble figuring out what we're going to talk about tonight. So if you want to call in and chat about anything, the phone number is 914-803-4429. I'm pretty much tapped out. I'm pretty tired, actually.
I know you are, man. One of the things we did talk about last week, though, Wes, was changing our time and accommodating – you good folks on the East Coast, so it doesn't come up so late. So, Wes, what we want to tell the audience what time we decided upon?
We're gonna start doing it at 5 o'clock because it's gonna allow people on the East Coast to listen in a little bit earlier, and it's gonna allow for us to kind of get some things done as well. So, I believe that we decided that we're gonna move to 5 o'clock, right?
Yeah, that's what we decided, and hopefully. We don't have too many objections out there. We know it's Sunday evening, and a lot of people do a lot of things on the weekend. Sunday's one of those days you get to kick back and relax, and hopefully you're tuning in to My Two Cents. Once again, our phone number is 914-803-4429, 914-803-4429. And Wes and I are running this is our second show that we're
on Blog Talk.
on Blog Talk. And I think the first one went pretty good. Wes, what do you think?
Yeah, I think the first one went good. I think the second one's taking a tank, but we'll work on it as soon as
no,
I wake up here.
Nothing takes a tank.
I'm just
you
teasing.
Know what? It's a learning curve for both of us. So,
well,
and
no.
Else. But you know, go ahead.
Well, no, I was going to just kind of start talking about where I lost money at this week.
Okay.
I
you can start, and it'll be my turn.
Yeah, so I was fun at first, was CWIR, that Central Wireless.
Mm-hmm.
And I had got, I made it, you know, it went up 90% one day. And then I gave it all back, got down to about 20% and finally, so it's only made about $500, but man, the thing is tanked like crazy now.
Really?
Yeah. It's gone into the toilet.
So
that's kind of like one of those pump and dumps is what I think that it was.
Wow. That's why it's important to research all the information that you can. And I'm saying this to the audience, for those who may be first time listeners, to do this as much studying as you can. But then again, it's the stock market, so you don't know which way it's going up or down, right?
Right.
You have no idea about that.
Oh,
you know,
we got a call.
Go ahead. We got a call.
Yeah. You want to bring them in? Maybe they have a topic they want to talk about.
Sounds good to me.
Well, you're on My Two Cents. Who's this and where are you calling from?
Hello. Yeah, this is Joe from Philly.
Hey, Joe from Philly.
How you doing?
Yeah, I'm a little disappointed with Roger not being on tonight, to be honest with you.
So
yeah,
we,
me
bro.
Too.
So are we.
But I did have another stock I wanted to bring to your attention.
Okay. Go ahead, Joe. We're listening.
J-B-Z-Y.
J-B-Z-Y. Let me see. Joe, last time you had OTTV, right? Or
yeah, and I hear they have some problems with, I think they're dropping some of their premium channels, and they didn't get a hard launch going. So I don't know if you've looked into that or not. But that's
I did. I actually downloaded the app, and that was going to be something that I talked about earlier. And I was like, wow, this is not that impressive. Most of the channels that they had were – I mean, I tuned in and Howdy Doody was on one of the channels. I was kind of blown away that I was like, are you kidding me? That's like from way back in the day. But a lot of it was Arabic channels. It looked like there were some Filipino channels, but I was really expecting to see, American channels, but there wasn't really anything on there except for really old stuff. And I'm like, ah, nobody's going to buy this.
Right.
But Joe, that's what's the information on JBZY? Do you have anything?
It's a company that just took a reverse merger. It took over DOLV.
I heard of them. They were on the OTC at one time.
And the symbol was just changed this Monday, and it went up like 170%.
Whoa.
It's down to about 8 cents right now, but I don't know. I'm invested in it, and it sounds good, but it is on the OTC. It's pink sheet, so.
Yeah, but like anything, Joe, we all take a chance in doing the investments on this show and in your personal lives as well. But, you know, those are good tips that you can give out. We give out to those, and we'll look into it for sure, man.
Yeah,
What was
it's running number two
again?
On the most read.
Hold on a second.
J-B-Z-Y.
Got to repeat it. I missed it. I'm trying to type it.
J as in John, B as in boy, Z as in zebra, Y as in yellow. Is that right, Joe?
Yeah. See if it comes up. You're typing it up?
Yeah, I'm bringing it up now. So this is that battery company, isn't it? That Chinese battery company.
Yeah, yeah. Well, they also have electric vehicles, supposedly. You know, we're waiting this week to see if they're going to come out with some acknowledgments because they just got approved for the ticker symbol on Monday.
Okay.
So
I'll tell you what, maybe we should reach out to somebody over there, Wes.
Well,
be another
in China?
Mission like we have been. Hey, you never know.
Well, I know, but why did they change their ticker symbol? Do you mind me asking? Because this is
that was
that,
a.
Go ahead.
That was a shell. DOLV was a empty shell. And what they did is they purchased the shell, and then they had to get approved for the ticker symbol, and that took months.
Oh.
And it was just approved. And, you know, I'm hoping for the best.
Okay. Yeah. Joe, you've opened my eyes a little bit because you're using words that, you know, we commonly don't hear is shell and ticker symbols and the amount of time it takes. Well, ticker symbol here, but the amount of time it takes to get it approved and up and running, that I didn't know. You know, there's
well,
a lot to it behind the scenes we don't know.
So Dolvat, I just lost it. But the Dolvat company was the shell company for this new company, or is it the ticker symbol
yeah.
just totally changed?
No.
So they changed their name?
It was an empty shell, and apparently this company, this Chinese battery company, purchased the shell. And then they had to get the ticker symbol changed, and that was just approved this past week. And like I say, when 170 was up 170% one day, I think I guess Monday or Tuesday,
mm-hmm.
It leveled back out. I mean, it's down to 8 cents right now.
Worth
it
looking into.
It went up 170 from 3 cents. It went up to something like 13 or 14 cents, I think.
Worth looking into. Joe, can I ask you, in just as an investor, how many stocks are you pretty much involved in at
right
this
now?
Level? Yeah.
At this little what, pink sheets?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What how much do you play around with?
Oh, right now in pinks, I've probably got close to $35,000.
Okay.
Oh, I meant it's like in different companies.
Yeah.
I mean, how many different companies are you?
I've got about five pinks.
Okay.
I mean, that's my speculative account.
Yeah.
You know, and then I've got, Alibaba and Tencent and stuff like that in other accounts
okay.
that are more secure.
Reason I ask that, Joe, is, you know, that's educational information for people out in our listening audience. You know, how many, because those questions come up. How many stocks should I invest in? Should I put it all in here? Should I diversify? Those are things that people ask that probably have never done this before. So that was an educational
right.
piece. We didn't have to find out how much money you added. I mean, if you want to add that in, that's cool. I don't have that kind of
money.
Well,
I mean, I don't mind divulging that. It's
yeah, that's fine. It's a good investment, though, you know, and then people can realize, you know, how much do I put in? You know, some people are nervous and some people are more comfortable with that. So my wife
well,
and
I mean,
do that. She gives me $5 a month.
Right. I started off with a $5,000 invested and grew it. Well, I've got $20,000 in the account now, but I took out that whole $5,000 plus another $8,000 in profit. I mean, so.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Right.
Right.
That was
yeah,
great.
this is my speculative account, you know, with
uh-huh.
the pinks. And like
that's
I
awesome.
Say, I have other accounts with much more stable investments
mm-hmm.
and mutual funds too. So.
That's awesome, man. I got my mutual funds. I mean, I have my portfolio outside of what I'm doing here for my retirement accounts, and that's
right.
through Edward and Jones, and then also through my job. But I'm, you know, well diversified in several different areas. You know, some high risk, some medium risk, some low risk.
Right.
But
right.
and that's the way to go. That's what you need to do as far as maintaining that particular thing for the future. But this is the fun part that we're having with, and I hope you're having fun with this part of it too, Joe.
Well, I
oh,
think
yeah.
what's been nice too is, and there's the different categories of companies out there in the pinks, right? And Amphil's
mm-hmm.
that one that's one in every 25,000 companies. That you,
right.
that you, that's the one that you're looking for, right? Because they're
right.
transparent, they're growing, they pulled a profit of $1 million in this last quarter alone. I mean, there's just
mm-hmm.
there's just some phenomenal things going on with that company, and we know that that's going to take off. But then there's other
mm-hmm.
different sectors. I mean, there's making money in these pump and dumps. I can remember, what was it? E-Media Group that was. I started watching that at 20 cents. I finally got in at like $3.23 and then sold it at $3.87, made, you know, a couple grand. And then of course it went to 420 and then crashed and went into SEC
yeah.
stopped it. But you know, I mean, there's trying to find that type of stuff is fun too,
oh.
because it's
now,
in and
now,
out.
Now did they change,
you know?
did that particular stock change to the NASDAQ once it hit four?
I don't know because it never made it to the NASDAQ. It tanked.
Yeah.
I mean, it tanked.
That's
it like went to $4.20 and tanked. No, you're talking about IMMG.
Oh, yeah,
well, I was
yeah.
I was just looking at Robert.
My face.
That's the one. Well, I got out and I said, Robert, I think you should get out. And he didn't.
Joe, I was on the freeway at the time when he told me to get out. And I didn't pull over.
Oh, yeah. My kid years ago gave me a tip on a Sirius satellite radio. He called me in the morning. He said, Howard Stern's getting involved with Sirius. He said, you got to jump on it. And we both jumped on it. I was up $90,000 on the thing, and I was so greedy, I didn't pull out till I was 45,000 ahead.
Oh, God. That's what I was trying to do.
Yeah,
the one recently that I've been kicking my backside on is Roku, because that started off at like $7 a share or something and shot up to 27 or something like that.
Wow.
And
yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I mean, that I knew it would take off, but I, to be frankly honest, I forgot all about it. And
man,
didn't do a damn thing. Yeah.
Wow.
But hey, all right, Joe.
Joe, thank you, man.
Thanks for calling in. We've got another phone call from a 5.
Okay, guys.
Thank you.
Team, get right.
A 561 area code. I think I accidentally hung up on Joe a little too quick before he was done talking. All right, you're on My Two Cents. Who's this, and where are you calling from?
Oh, my name is Juan Sandoval, and I'm
from
Delray Beach, Florida.
How you doing, Juan? How's the weather in Florida?
I'm doing fine, thank you.
How's the weather in Florida?
It's a little chilly, you know, in the low 70s.
Oh, yeah, okay, that's chilly. That's chilly for Florida.
You know, yeah, just, but I'm from Michigan.
Oh, yeah, that's nice and warm for you then.
Yes.
What's going on, Juan?
Well, I'm quite disappointed that Roger's not on.
Yeah, me too. He said he'll be on next week. And a little later on, I'm going to kind of tell you the other half of the email. The kind of a little surprise in there, but not too big of a surprise. It's not like anything major. I was hoping that we'd get a PR tonight that we could talk about it, but I haven't seen anything yet. Is anybody else? I don't think so. I don't think nothing's come out yet.
No, I haven't seen anything either.
Yeah, but
you're right, Juan. We were disappointed too.
Yeah, we like it when Roger shows up, but he had a meeting and he had to get to, and we understand business before pleasure. So he's taking care of work. But he said that he would make it.
Huh? What'd you say, Juan?
As long as he's gonna make me some money. As long as he's gonna make me some money, I'm not real worried about it. I mean, I'm looking for the stock to be 50 cents to 50 to 75 cents by the year end.
Is that your prediction?
That's my prediction.
That's a good prediction, Juan.
You think it'll make it all the way up to 75 cents before year end?
Oh, yes. I don't see any reason why it won't.
Okay.
But I've got another penny for you, a penny stock for you to look into.
Okay.
Okay.
Go ahead, Juan.
SRNA.
SRNA. That's S as in Sam, R as in Robert, N as in Nancy, A as in Apple. Is that right, Juan?
Yes, sir.
Tell us a little bit about it.
Well, they developed a new lighting system for marijuana grows, indoor marijuana grows.
Really?
And they've got 7 patents, I think.
Huh. And Wes is looking it up right now, Juan.
Serna Inc.
Yes.
Serna Inc. Well, I need to get my glasses on to be able to read the news here. Okay, what do we got cooking here?
Those are some sexy
All right.
glasses there, Wes. Wow.
You like
you look
that?
Awesome, dude. Yeah, you're awesome.
You like that? Thank you.
You should see
So
him,
what
Juan.
Robert and I
awesome.
Are doing are using Face. We're using FaceTime to visually communicate and give each other cues back and forth if you want to know what's going on, why he can see my glasses.
Okay, he's winking at you. Is that what you're saying? He's winking at you?
Pretty much. He's pretty much winking at me all the time.
What do we got?
He lives close to San Francisco, Juan. I don't know what to tell you. Serna's indoor cultivation experts. I don't know. I mean, Juan knows more about it. I just brought it up here to see what the
indoor
overview
cultivation.
Is.
Indoor cultivation.
It's trading. It closed at 11 cents or just 11.46 on Friday. So
11.46. Okay. That's a good investment.
And
Juan, how long have you been involved with it?
It's only a good investment if it goes up from there, Robert.
Well, I hope. Yeah, I know. But I'm just saying it's not that expensive to get into. But Juan, how's it been doing?
I've been in that stock for about a year,
uh-huh.
a year and a half or so. And just was, the stock's kind of just been trading sideways for the whole year, though. But it's poised to break out, I think. But I don't think this is going to be anywhere near as good a return as the other one.
Right.
As the
Amfell.
But I just think that as far as Amfell, yeah, I don't think that the return on that. Yes, as soon as the legalization in the states happens, and it's going to happen at some point, and because they are just in marijuana, I really like about Amfell is that they're multifaceted.
They sure are. Isn't
can't
they?
Wait for, can't wait for the spinoff and the free divvies.
And they're transparent, right, Juan?
Yes.
And we got a good leader. Roger's a good leader, even though he's not on tonight. Roger, you hear that? You're a good leader. Juan said so.
Well, I really like it. Yeah, like I said, maybe he'll call in tonight.
He's done it many times
give
before.
Us a
you never know. You never know who might call in. All right, Juan, thank you. So if you want to give us
thanks,
a call,
buddy.
If you want to give us a call, the phone number is 914-803-4429. Call us and give us a shout out. Robert, we got another phone call. You want to take it now?
Well, wait a minute. I want to say one thing. Juan gave a prediction. How about we get a couple
75
more predictions
cents.
Out there? A couple more get predictions. More. He said between 50 and 75 is what Juan said. I wrote it down.
Okay.
So let's get a few more predictions out there. All right. Go ahead. Get the call.
All right. So 720 area code. You're on My Two Cents. Who's this? Where are you calling from?
This is Dogman in Denver.
Hey,
Dogman. How you doing, buddy?
All right.
I'm doing okay right now. How you
doing,
buddy?
Well, that's good. I'm doing. I'm glad that you called in. We were going to talk about that a little bit later in the show, but I am sure everybody's very happy to hear your voice.
Thank you.
Robert, so I don't know if you know this. Dogman earlier this week kind of announced that, you know, he's not doing too good. The amount of pouring out and what people have written to you has just been amazing, and I'm so glad that you called in. And how you feeling? How you doing?
A lot better.
Good.
Awesome.
Much better. In fact, I thought last Monday through Wednesday that I really wasn't going to wake up the next day.
Wow. Wow. Yeah, that's what you were kind of, that's what you're, that you wouldn't, you've got some things going on yeah, it touched me. It touched everybody else.
Gone.
Yeah, that's what you kind of said. But Dogman, I was hoping that Roger would be here because this whole show was going to be dedicated to you tonight.
Sweet. That's all right. He's got to take care of the business first. But
that's
anyway,
right.
What you know, we had all that outpouring and. A lot of prayer.
Amen.
And I'm not somebody that's super religious, but I have strong beliefs.
Amen to that.
And I think, I really think it made a difference for me because Thursday I felt a little better. Friday I felt better on Thursday. Yesterday I felt better on Friday. Today I felt better than yesterday. In fact, I actually walked about 2 blocks. This is something I haven't been able to do for 2.5 years without any oxygen.
Wow.
Something weird's going on with it.
No. I think that power
there's no scientific explanation.
There you go. Man. Have to say, and this is from my heart, I am a believing person. This is not any kind of a religious radio show, but I just, from me to you, I pray that the Lord bless you and keep you strong, and that you do see a difference. So that's from my heart to you.
But I just want to thank everybody for all the all the outpouring. I was surprised. I wasn't looking for or expecting that. I expected about 6 or 8 people to say goodbye to me, because I really didn't think I was going to wake up several days this last week.
Well, this has been a wonderful family from Anfield. So, man, I hear you saying thank you, Dogman, and thank you so much for coming on and being bold and doing that. So I'm sure you're touching many people's hearts because you're touching mine, so thank you.
Well, a lot of people really touch me. I also got to put in my prediction.
Yeah.
Okay.
10,000.
40 to 50 cents by the end of the year. I hope I'm around to see it. And the way I've been feeling, I suspect that's a possibility. I talked to my doctor about this yesterday, and he's a little puzzled by it.
Is he really?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That's awesome, man. That is awesome. And I get excited I'm sorry, go ahead.
It's okay. If I continue to get better, they want to run a bunch of tests on me again, I guess, November 14th, so we'll see what that says, tests and scans and all that good stuff.
Well, you want to hear some good news? Because I just got an email from Roger just now.
Oh,
he said he wanted to let everybody know that cleaning crews for the Midtown, the new Snakes and Latte, are scheduled for the 4th and 5th and 6th. And so the Midtown opening would be right after that. So you're looking, you know, they're getting all their final cleaning crews in there and getting everything taken care of. So, awesome. And he will be putting out some tweets later tonight. Ooh, I got to break some breaking news. He's putting out tweets later tonight to let everybody know what's going on. So hopefully I didn't, that was breaking news. I figured if he knows that we're on the air right now, he said he didn't have cell service. So, he sent me an email, but no cell service. Yeah.
Well, so there you go, dog, man. It's good news, huh?
That is
exciting.
Something else I wanted to touch base with a little bit is
you have the floor,
called
sir.
In a little yeah. bit ago, about JBCY.
Right, which is that old Dolent company or Shell company?
Right, Dolent. Dolve was their ticker symbol. I bought a bunch of that last January while the battery company was buying up the Shell, I was buying some of it too. When it was in the trips.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
And I can't remember, but I think it went up to about 13 cents a couple of months ago. And I know I sold it at that point because it started going back down. I sold it for about 11 and a half or so, something like that. And because I thought it was a large scale scam, and then I don't know, a week or so later, I decided it wasn't a scam, so I bought it back. And then about 10 days later, I decided it was a scam, so I sold it again. I bought and sold that like 5 times. I think I made money 4 times.
See, I'm glad I'm not the only one that does that, because I thought it was me. Because every once in a while, we just lost a caller that was holding for 5 minutes. Sorry. If you want to call back, the phone number is 914-803-4429. Give us a call. Give us your predictions on what do you think that Anfield is going to be by the end of the year. That's a good one. I like that one. But I do too, Dogman. I'll buy something. It'll go up. I'll sell it thinking that it's a scam. And then it's just like right now I'm in this was on Friday, Robert, that I got into this, so I haven't had an opportunity to tell you yet. What is it? S-A-N-P, which is what is that? See, I don't even remember what it is. I just bought it because I thought that it was going to take off. Oh, man, I'm drawing a blank. I hate when my head has a fart like that. What is that? What is that? Anyway, I don't remember. I guess I better look it up. but I got into it. I got into it just to see what's happening. SAMP, which is Santo Mining Corporation. Now I remember what it is. It's a basically they're a mining. They were a metal mining company, but now they're getting into cryptocurrency mining, which I have no idea about. Which is something that. I know that at some point in time, I want to really study as the cryptocurrency and bring somebody on the show that can actually talk to us about cryptocurrency and make me understand it, because I'm having trouble grasping around how zeros and ones can equal any money. It doesn't make sense to me. I mean, I understand that you're able to take your money anywhere in the world and withdraw it and buy things with it no matter where you're at, which kind of sounds like a good idea if you're in one of those bad countries that, you know, that you got to run from. But I just still don't understand all of it. But the people are making money hand over fist over it. So yeah. This company's just starting to get into it. I said, well, I mean, for the amount that it's costing, what the heck, I'll try it. So I bought 700,000.
Go ahead.
I got 700,000 shares for, I don't know, $500 or whatever it was.
So is the cryptocurrency is more like kind of a shoot off from the Bitcoin thing, right, Wes?
Right. It's, and I guess there's mining that happens, and I'm not sure exactly what goes on there. But anyway, Dog Man, did you want to say anything else? Because we got other callers on the line.
Oh, no, not really, other than I just send all my love out to the Ampil Nation.
Well, and, I'm definitely following you, and I'm following everything that you're doing on the blog. And next Sunday, we expect you to call in. All right, bud.
All right, take care. Nice talking to you, Wes.
Well, I'll be
nice talking
for
to you,
dog,
too.
Man. I'll be praying for you, brother.
Thanks, you guys. Have a fabulous rest of your show.
All right, thank you.
Nice.
So, Dog Man, 40 to 50 cents by the end of the year. Awesome.
Yeah. All right, so now we have a 425 area code that is calling in. You're on My Two Cents with Robert and myself. How are you tonight? Who are you, and where are you calling from?
Hey, Wes, this is Russ from Renton, Washington.
Hey, Russ, how you doing, buddy?
How are you, buddy?
I'm doing good. I'm really glad that Dogman called in. I was going to call in and talk about him. Roger gave me a call this week, and he asked me to see if I could get in touch with Dogman to get personal contact information, which I did. But I'm going to read a text. I don't think Roger would object to me to share this with the Ampil shareholders or Dogman. But this was October 24th, 8:30 at night, and he says, Russ, I heard we are losing a diehard shareholder. I never met him or spoke to him, but I cried for almost a half an hour. I sent an email, as apparently he's a blogger, so maybe you know of him. Man, I get so emotional over this stuff. Heard that his last wish, or one of his last wishes, was to see Amphi uplist. So sad right now, and I'm going to do everything in my power to make that happen for him. You know, I have never, you know,
wow.
Just the fact that, you know, Dogman was going through this, but Roger is so emotional and so supportive, and
wow.
He kind of shared some personal things with me about things like that happened to his family, but he just so emotional when he heard about Dogman. So Dogman, thank you very much, and I appreciate you calling in, and I just find you a very humble person, and thank you for everything.
Wow.
And thank you, Roger. I've never seen anybody really reach out to somebody like that before. So
yeah, no, that's Roger's a class act, man. I mean, he really is. He's a class act.
Wow.
Nope.
Yeah.
How are things else go? No, that's good. And I don't know if you've seen some of the blogging that Dogman did, Robert, on iHub or not, but I mean, he's one of the, the word that I want, but one of the common sense bloggers. I mean, there's many of us, but he's the one that's got. I mean, he's pretty good with common sense.
Yeah.
Would you agree, Russ?
Even keel.
Oh, absolutely. And to see the outpouring from the Amphi shareholders on iHub, it was nothing short of amazing.
Well, that's what the, you know, here you have, you know, everybody has their different opinions and okay, we'll call them arguments or bashing or whatever you want to call. But as soon as he put that blog out, everybody sat there and put out their prayers and best wishes to him and his family, which that just tells you what kind of a group that we are, that we're in, right?
Because awesome. So the quality of people on the blog, especially, you know, the outpouring for Dogman speaks a lot for the group. It speaks a lot of volumes about the company also.
That's right.
And Roger, with the outpouring and the personal message he gave me regarding Dogman, I mean, it just blew me over.
Wow. That's awesome, man. That is just, that blows me. I'm still speechless. Really, I am.
Yeah, I forgot to bring you up on that, about Dogman. I meant to do that in our pre-post or our pre-meeting.
So back to a lighter note. Russ, has anybody ever told you got a radio voice? Russ Bacon is, hey, it's Russ from Renton, Washington. And it's like, I'll buy that.
I don't know.
You
about
agree
that.
With?
Yeah, no, I agree. Russ and I have talked in the past.
Yeah. I just thought I'd add a lighter note in there on Russ.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much.
So your prediction, Russ.
Potsy mentioned something like that one time. Potsy and I go way back. I was in Virginia last week. Actually, I came back from Virginia this week. I was visiting my sister. And we went out for a couple of drinks or went out for dinner and stuff and met a lot of her friends. And I was totally shocked. Oh, Russ, your sister told me so much about you. I bought some of that Amphi stock. I go, really?
All right.
You know, I go, how many shares did you buy? And they just, everywhere I went, people were saying that they were buying Amphi stock.
Awesome.
And they did their own due diligence. And I never knew. I mean, I went in cold. I didn't know these people before. And then they would bring up Amphi, and they had their own predictions. They did their own due diligence, and everybody was totally amazed and looking forward for great things. So
awesome,
I think,
man,
we have a big winner on our hands. We really do.
I already know it.
I agree. And Russ, you and I have talked to this about it before, but you got to give a prediction by the end of the year. Where do you think it's going to be?
Okay, so we have 8 weeks, give or take a few days
right before
the end of the year.
Mm-hmm.
We're at 18 and a half cents now.
Mm-hmm.
Assuming uplisting will happen before the end of the year, obviously the third location will open. We'll have new contracts announced on Growth 3, Growth Zone.
Mm-hmm.
Probably new franchises, but the quarterlies will not be out until after the first of the year, I'm thinking.
Right.
So, I'm going to be very conservative, 30 to 35 cents.
30 to 35 cents, okay.
Yeah, I'm going to be very conservative here.
Juan says 50 to 75, Dogman says,
well,
50, and
I would
says
go with
30
Juan
to 35.
No, I say Juan. Juan is right, 75 cents.
That's right. That's why Juan's
and
our
if
guy.
Someone says a buck and a quarter, they're correct.
But I'll take any one of your guys' guess at this point in time.
All right. So if anybody wants to call in, the phone number is 914-803-4429. Don't hang up. But wait, we'll talk to you, Russ, until the next caller calls in.
But, Russ, thank you for reading that, man. That just shows the power of people coming together, number one, to uplift an individual who's down. The power of a leader to say, I'm not that important where I can't reach out to someone who supports me behind the scenes that I don't know. And here's my outpouring. It is an emotional one. And
awesome. He really stressed, you know, a lot on the telephone. He got very emotional when I was speaking with him. And I said, Roger, you know, all I know is this Dogman 1955. So I don't have PM private messaging capability on iHub. So I kind of put it out there. I sent my email address, and Dogman, sent me his email address, which I forwarded to Roger, and then I found Dogman's phone number, which I forwarded to Roger.
Wow.
So he's on a business trip because I have not heard from him, but he made it very important for him to be able to personally reach out to Dogman and discuss whatever he wants to discuss. And awesome. That just shows just incredible. Incredible.
Yeah. Yeah,
and Roger said, he says, Russ, if I could, I would fly him up out of my own pocket for the grand opening. And,
wow.
So, and I'm glad that Dogman is feeling better.
I think anybody from our whole team, you know what I mean, the investors, iHub, everybody else, would be more than willing to help out with that. I don't know Roger or Dogman's situation for traveling. You know, I have no idea.
Right.
But that's one of those things where everybody would pitch in and I see that. I know I would to get him to a location.
Well, it's just
but it's about him.
Thing that Roger is trying to show his appreciation for shareholders.
Yes.
And it shows. And in the long run, he's going to be building a great company, and he's going to keep looking out for shareholders.
That's right.
I've worked for Fortune 50 companies my entire career, and I think Roger is probably a better leader than many of the executives that I used to work for.
I would agree with that. All right, Russ, we got another phone call. Thanks for calling
in.
All right, guys. Hey, thank you very much for taking my call.
Not a problem.
Anytime with that radio voice, Russ, is Russ
from
Renton, Washington. Thanks, Russ. I like that guy, man. His voice
Russ is great.
His voice breaks in. I mean, he doesn't mean to do it. He's got this voice that's just like, oh, hey, man, sell me some of those, would you?
Right, exactly. So this is a 302 area code. Blog Talk's got to fix that to where people can type in their name or something or do something or get some type of announcement. But 302 area code, you're on My Two Cents with Wes and Robert. How are you today? Where are you calling from?
Good evening, Wes and Robert. I'm calling from Lewis, Delaware.
Wow. Delaware. Right on. I was looking
yes.
at property in Delaware not too long. Matter of fact, I think it was this afternoon. I've been looking at property in Maine and Delaware and Massachusetts and just to kind of start looking.
I'm sorry, who's calling from Delaware?
My name is Mark.
Mark.
Thanks, yeah. Mark. Has the leaves changed in Delaware yet?
They are just starting to. It's been very nice here.
That's a trip of a lifetime I've wanted to take, to go see the fall leaves in Delaware.
Right. I want to thank you both very much for putting this program together.
Mm-hmm.
It is so important what you are doing. I am 70 years old, and I've been around the block a while. And since I've been 20, I've worked with penny stocks.
Wow.
And I want to tell you, Roger Mortimer is one of the finest men on this earth.
Awesome.
He is I know his family from the past.
Wow.
And I've had family dealings. And this man is one of the most fine people I have ever met.
Man.
And I have a great deal of money invested in the company and actually invested in him. He is the company. And what this man says, I mean, we're all learning. He's learning. Everybody's learning. So when you stop learning, that's when you're in trouble.
That's right.
I am 70 years old. I've made great money. I've lost great money.
Mm-hmm.
But what we have here is something so dynamic, it's bigger than I am.
That's true.
And I find that this is the last company I will be working with in my life because I wish to retire, and I have put so much mental thinking into this, and I'm still learning, and I learned from Roger also. But
awesome.
We have a company here, the dynamics of the people involved and the people they are working with. Let's face it, today's money was made yesterday. Tomorrow's money is going to be made today for our children and grandchildren. And I really feel everybody has to start somewhere. And you've seen this time after time. Everybody has to start somewhere.
Absolutely.
But
Sure.
I find what I see here in time. You know, unfortunately, nothing comes on time in life. I wish it did, but it doesn't work that way. But I see him at a 30-cent range plus the dividend shares that we get. And, of course, it's all going to be – it all comes down to the numbers. Everybody who is listening, they all – it all comes down to the numbers.
Yes.
And the people who are trying to short us, they're going to end up shorting themselves and losing big time. Because you have said it yourself, and it's a fact. There's a very strong core of believers here.
That's right. There is. Awesome.
Go ahead.
But no, I absolutely. I mean, I can remember, as soon as I found Amphil, and I've told my story time and time again, so I don't want to bore everybody, but I knew it right then and there that was going to be the transition into me going back on radio, because finding a company like this within that mess, what's called the pink sheets, is amazing. Just absolutely amazing.
Well, I haven't been involved in many starter companies in my life, and thank God I had the years to go forward with him, with the MRI, first MRIs. And there's just in a company called Graphic Scanning who invented the fax machine.
Wow.
That was taken over by another shell.
Wow.
But it's people, you have to do your homework and you have to have some luck.
That's right.
You have to have some luck in everything in life.
Mm-hmm.
I can only say this to the people out there. I believe very strongly. I have a substantial amount of money tied up in this. And I'm telling you, if we ever had something that can really go somewhere, this is the company. You know, in the food industries, it's the whole concept. Once the big money can pick up on shares, the banks, the institutional investors, I've had people who I've spoke to who have looked very strongly at this, but they have to wait for the price to get up there.
Right.
And then they will, because, you know, if you look at your mutual funds, if you ever look at a brochure of their funds, a booklet of their funds, they have a small area for potential stocks that will go up, for penny stocks. It's not all high-end stocks because they know what can happen, but they only put a small amount of money so they won't get scrutinized by the SEC and other stockholders. Why are you spending so much money on these penny stocks? Because, yes, most of them are trash. It's pump
right.
and dump, and this is what you're dealing with. I have had several banks and trusts look at this already, and they say, okay, show us the numbers, and that's what's going to do it. When he comes out with his audited financials, bingo.
That changes the whole dynamics.
Yes, because if people don't want to hear from their stockholders that, oh, why'd you buy that junk? They want to look good. And, you know, these financial experts, it's amazing. They don't really know exactly what's going to happen. They hope for the best. They made the right choice. But they're doing the same as you and other people who are looking at, like, Amphil and doing their homework and realizing what can be, not what cannot be, but what can be. And so it's going to take a while. Well, as long as it's going forward, I'm okay. And all I have ever said, just give me half a chance. Give me
right.
half a chance to see this come to fruition.
So let me ask you. You had said that you've been doing penny stocks for 20 years?
Actually, I hate to say it, it's more like 40 years.
So what was it like before the internet? Because that's before the internet.
Well, it was very hard. It was very hard. I used to fly out to Colorado to look at these different companies. I had worked with a gentleman who was working with investment banking. I would go out and look at the properties and the businesses to see if they were real and if they would fit into our concept of thinking.
So you actually, you did legwork. You got out there and went and made sure.
Mm-hmm.
See,
yes.
And now with Google Earth and that type of thing, you can zoom in and look at where a business is and all the neighbors. And I got to tell you, I've done this before. I've gone in, saw where the business is, saw what other businesses are around it, called that business, and asked questions of how many people are going inside the building. And, you know, I've gone that far. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, we have a man who writes on the investment hub. He's called Rocket Stock. This man is – we have some very intelligent people.
Yes.
On that side. I'm telling you, you can just – they know what they're doing, and you just have to have belief in yourself. I could have made major, major fortunes in my life, but the problem was I was too young, and I couldn't believe I was picking these winners.
Mm-hmm.
In Atlantic City, when they first started Resorts International, I could have bought it at 50 cents and sold it at $35.
Wow. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
And there was a genetic engineering company, Technoclone International, out in California. I paid a penny. When that finally was sold to another firm, it went for $10 a share.
Wow.
It went for $10 a share. I think I own like 400 shares still. But it's doing your homework and stay around good people.
Well, Bud, we appreciate you calling. We got a few more phone callers to get to.
Okay.
We figured that we're only gonna do an hour tonight since Roger isn't here, and that's about eight minutes.
And Wes is also a very nice person. I've spoken to him. That's who I am.
Thank you. We appreciate that.
I mean, the Wes that just called you.
Oh, Russ.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
No,
Russ is talking
Russ
on the radio. He's not a
right.
Nice guy,
Russ is definitely a nice guy.
He's the real deal. Awesome.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you,
Have
Mark.
A good evening, and please, buy it up. You won't be sorry.
There you go.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. 30 cents.
Have a good night.
You too. Bye. All right. So we have a 217 area code that's come up. You're on My 2 Cents with Wes and Robert. How are you tonight?
Hey, I'm doing fine. Just wanted to call in. And I'm from Illinois, and I just an investment group called the Beatties. I don't know whether you ever heard them. They have several books
You kind of broke up. Say that again. Well, first, what's your first name? You're calling in from Illinois, and what's
Bob.
The investment group? Bob?
Yeah. Tell Beardstown Ladies. They out several books. They, of course, they can't invest in this, but I've talked to several of them, and they've invested on the side, and they got in around 9 cents. They're really excited, and I've got a lot of my relation there in it. And this is the best thing I've seen on Pink's in years. So
I didn't catch the
we're
ticker.
Excited about where it's going.
We didn't catch the ticker, Bob.
No, he's talking about Amphil.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Sorry,
yeah.
Bob.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I got in at 2.5 cents, so I'm very happy.
Yeah, I got in Rocket Stocks, got me in with Jackpot. We got in around 0.016. So I'm really
nice. Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. This is the second time Rocket Stocks have been brought up. And everybody's correct. The work that Rocket has done, and not just the due diligence that he did, but also to keep the paid bashers, the bashers, whoever these asses are, that's the only way to put keeping them pushed back and putting facts right in front of their face.
Mm-hmm.
Way to go, Rocket. He's top notch.
Yeah. Some of those things
yeah,
are pretty interesting.
Awesome.
And it's awesome to watch our people come back and just pretty much just butt slam them, you know.
it's pretty much what happened.
Because everybody joins together as a team and says, hey, you haters, get out of the room. I love that. You know, everybody joins together just like, you know, five cats on a dog, and they just start ripping at them.
Yeah.
They finally leave.
Yeah, I just wonder what your thoughts are. To me, how does the M&Ms are just killing this stock, this thing just on a roll, I've seen banks that have nothing, no income coming in, and they just take off. And here we've got the real deal, and somebody just seems like they're suppressing it all the time.
Yeah, there's a lot of that that I'm, to be frankly honest, I don't know much about. And so everything that I've learned about M&Ms and what they're doing, a lot of them, it's algorithms on computers now. And that was the other thing too, that I wanted, one of these shows I want to talk about, because it is, I mean, it just seems like just as it's starting to take off, somebody else is pushing it back down. And I don't understand that myself. I mean, where's that coming from and why?
It's weird, isn't it?
We've got so many winners. I mean, with the due diligence that Rocket's done and what I've done, and there's so many winners in this.
That's right.
People you think would be catching hold of this. I mean, this to me looks like a dollar stock. I mean, my goodness.
Easy.
I mean,
well, it is, and it's going to
shoulders. My goodness.
And it's going to get there, right? So if you look at the history, and now that it, between Snakes and Lattes and GrowZone and getting the audits done and doing everything by the SEC, that's especially when the audit gets done, that is going to be a huge, huge thing for us. And then we will get there. Are we going to get there a buck at by December? For me personally, no. I'm in the 35 cent range by December myself. That's my guess, by the way, Robert.
Okay, I'm 35 cents.
But that's just my guess. I mean, I could be wrong. I mean, there's some things that could take off. I mean, the catalysts that are coming are phenomenal in my mind.
Well, this company's just taken it to phenomenal. We've gotten from zero to phenomenal in months, and this has just been exciting. So, Bob, what's your prediction for end of the year?
40 cents.
40 cents. My man.
Yeah, 40 cents. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
I'm happy with.
So I appreciate you guys.
A nickel.
Hey.
Well, we appreciate you calling in and talking to us on a show that we were supposed to have Roger in, and I didn't really have much to go on today, but hey. We made it happen.
Great,
absolutely.
Man. I love this, man. People love giving predictions. You know what? Either way, Bob, if the predictions don't hit one of us, we all win, period. How about that, Wes?
You're correct.
How about
that's
that,
work.
Wes?
What would be funny is if it's at $3 at the end of the year. That would make us all very happy, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Well, let's go into fantasy land now. Where would we go?
Thank you, Bob. Thanks,
what island would we buy?
All right.
We'd buy
thanks,
Oak
Bob.
Yeah. We'd be having pina coladas.
That's right. Thanks, Bob, for calling in. We now have a 469 area code calling in. Who's this and where are you calling from?
This is Mike again from Dallas, Texas. I've gotten in every
Mike.
Show.
Hey,
ah,
Mike,
right on.
Hey,
what's
I just like
on,
to
Mike?
Touch on the – hey, I think the topic tonight was hit on the head. My son is a CFA for a – highly gas petroleum company, and I asked him to look into the numbers of Amphi, and the first thing he said is, send me the audited fins.
Wow.
Now, that's where the big boys come in.
Yeah.
When these audited fins come in, that's when the big boys will take a look at Amphi and see what they got, and it's going to explode.
Wow. That's
see,
exciting.
What I love is that the concrete that Rogers put underneath Amphil at this point in time, once the audits come in, it's going to shine. I think it's going to be like once the big boys are taking a look at it, it's just going to glare out to them. That's a no duh, just like it did for me. That's
so you
my,
said.
Yeah.
So Wes, you said the concrete. What you mean is the foundation.
That right. That's what I mean.
Empire
well, hey,
has been built upon.
I'm a contractor. Come on. The foundation. Of what he has built is just phenomenal.
It is.
Yes.
Go ahead. Go ahead, Mike. Mike, go ahead.
Did we lose you? Hello.
No audio.
What happened?
Yeah, maybe we'll
oh, there we are.
Cut off. Something
nope,
happened.
I'm there back. Something just happened.
We're back.
Technical difficulty.
Mike, start over, because we had a sudden blackout of everything. What were you saying
on
in the
what?
Beginning? Are you talking? I said, go ahead, Mike, and you started talking, and then everything just went quiet.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, no. Well, my son is a high CFA for a gas petroleum company.
No, we heard that part. Yeah, we heard that part. Yeah, and then
it was just the last 2 seconds.
The last couple seconds there that you were getting ready to start.
Oh, no. What I was saying is the big boys, the banks, firms, CFAs, they need to see audited fins.
Mm-hmm.
They need to get off the pinks. The pinks are manipulated.
Wow.
Once they get to the QB with their audited fins, the big boys
will be rolling in
and take care of everything.
We'll be rolling in, huh?
Yes, they will.
I'm excited to hear that. Mike, what's your prediction?
Well, Mike,
for
thanks for calling in. Well, that's our show for the night. No? Oh, we just lost again. I don't know what happened to the audio. I didn't touch nothing.
There's nothing going
Nothing's touched.
Nothing.
It's Blog Talk Radio.
Nothing.
I got nothing. I got nothing either. I got nothing either.
We don't have nothing.
Oh, now we're back.
We're back.
I have no idea. I have no idea what happened there.
Okay, mute your phone, Wes.
Mine's muted.
No, it's not. Whoa, my screen just went dark.
I think we're having problems.
I think our hour's over.
It is. We're just going to call it, and we had another phone call waiting. We're having technical issues all of a sudden, so we're going to blow out of here. So you guys have a wonderful night. We'll see you next Sunday, and hopefully Roger will be hanging out with us.
This ended.
Yeah, I just did. I don't know what that was all about.